is a person allowed to speak Lashon Hara about himself? So we're going to talk about Azoi. If a person would look at the halachas of Lashon Hara, the yonim of Lashon Hara, the name of Lashon Hara, Lachor, it seems like it's an Aveiru that's been Odom Lachaveiru. An Odom Lachaveiru. Not been Odom Lamokin. Says the Chofetz Chaim, absolutely not. The Chofetz Chaim brings of Rabbeinu Yoina. And the Chofetz Chaim brings of Rabbeinu Yoina to say that even if a person does not cause, and mention this in Agdomo, any damage whatsoever to his fellow Yid, to his fellow Jew, and absolutely nothing happens from it, to Hayu, he tells someone over something about someone else, and he doesn't lose any esteem in his eyes. And Mimela, that which he said on Rosh Hashanah doesn't accomplish, doesn't actually result in anything whatsoever. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Bishim Nebeinu Yoyna, it's still an Aveir. It's been on the Mokim, you did an Aveir Mamish, the Suda Reisa Mamish. What's the Raya? Posha the Raya? Miriam. The Raya is from Miriam. We know that Miriam, okay, again, we're not going into the Sugi now, why she did it, how she did it, how the Shaykh, okay. Miriam spoke a type of Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu to Aaron with whatever she said, and she was stricken with Saras. That's what the Torah tells us. And the Nela, we know from there that Aaron HaKohen did not look at Moshe Rabbeinu any less than before. Behind it, whatever Lashon Hara he was told by Miriam didn't affect him. He looked at Moshe Rabbeinu with the same cover, with the same everything. Of Avol Pekin Zot, the Torah that's called Lashon Hara, and she got Saras from it. Took the Chobetz from him. That if you do something, you say something that doesn't hurt, I feel if no one gets affected, nothing happens, l'maisa, it's still in Aveira and it's considered Lashon Hara and it's punishable by Tzoras. Comes along the Chofetz Chaim and the priest with the following kasha. Is a person allowed to speak Lashon Hara about himself? You, an Achanami, you're speaking about yourself, what's going to happen after that? You're speaking about yourself. So the maisa of the Chofetz Chaim, very sosim in the shape of Chofetz Chaim about this, by the way, you should know. Moti Gazach, a Gary Yid told me today, Moti Gazach, he told me in every single Gary based marriage around the world, you will find Shiurim in Chofetz Chaim. The MS was very mapped on it, and he made Mamish a Takana that everybody, every Gary Chosid should all be learning, and they share on themselves, always, the Allah is Roshan Ha'at. Moti Gazach, the Imi MS, if anybody knows the history, was actually quite funny of the Chofetz Chaim. Yeah, he used to discuss things by the Shiurim, whatever. The Rimi MS said that after he went through the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, he felt it's a shino in himself. This is the Rimi MS. The Rimi MS was good and tzaddik, unbelievable. And Avol Pekin, he said, when he learned the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, he felt a shino in himself. It's an unbelievable yisoid. Going back to our sugya, are you allowed to speak Lashon Hara yourself? The Chofetz Chaim doesn't really speak too much about this in the Sefer. And the Maisa, it could be that it's more noted to be Mekel. He wasn't so sure. It wasn't clear 100%. But Vinyashiv, Zetzal, the Maisa Paskins la Halacha, and it's mutter for a person to speak Lashon Hara about himself. Why? Just like you're allowed to someone to steal from you, I'm allowed to allow someone to steal from me. And maybe you speak Lashon Hara about yourself, it's the same thing. It's based on Mulika Maisa in the Chofetz Chaim, a famous Maisa in the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim was one time in a certain town, not in Radin. It wasn't in his regular, familiar neighborhood. Kids, he was traveling, whatever it was. A fellow meets him and said to him, oh, repeat, where are you from? He said, I'm from Radin. I'm from Radin. He said, oh, have you ever heard of the saintly, the Goyin, of Tzadik Gadol, the Chofetz Chaim? He said, yeah, you ever say it, but he's not such a Tzadik. And the guy, the chutzpah, can you say to think about that Tzadik Gadol? He started cursing him and saying, well, giving him all sorts of mussa and all these sorts of things. Oh, okay, and off they went. The Maisa, a long time later, he found out that the man that he met was the Chofetz Chaim himself. And he went back to the Chofetz Chaim. And he begged Mechila, how can I do such a thing to you? How can I give you Musa? How can I tell you, oh, it's not Shaykh, b'chuli, b'chuli. The Maisa Chofetz Chaim said to him, specifically, go, because I needed the Musa anyway. Could be from that Maisa they want a Taina. Again, we don't pass him for Maisas. But the only Taina could be from there that he held, maybe you're not allowed to speak about yourself, because he spoke Lashon Hara about himself. He's not such a Tzadik. He spoke Lashon Hara about himself. But Avol Pekin, he held, he needed the rebuke, he needed the Musa from it. Now again, there's many kashas on this Maisa, which we're not going to go into now, it's really late. But Be'etzem, it's a very interesting Maisa, if it really existed a lot. There are many kashas that lead us to believe that maybe it wasn't exactly a true Maisa that we're not going to get into. Let me get back to Avol Yisai. The Chofetz Chaim tells us a Merdi Kazakh. We're about to learn, in a few minutes, the big hetayim of Lashon Hara. When you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara, when you're allowed to listen to Lashon Hara. And the Chofetz Chaim says the following that you have to remember when you know these hetayim. And that's what I want to say just before we learn the hetayim. Zot the Chofetz Chaim azoy. Zot the Chofetz Chaim. There's a certain formula that everybody has to know. And it says like this. You're going to get yourself into a situation where someone's going to ask you to speak Lashon Hara, or someone's going to speak Lashon Hara to you, and it's going to go through your head, the following Shaila. The following Shaila is going to go through your head. Should I say it? Right? Maybe it's a T.L.S. If it's a T.L.S., we'll see Be'ez Hashem, we'll see soon, it comes to Shidduchim and all sorts of things. It could be there's a head to say Lashon Hara. So it's going to go through your head, maybe there's a T.L.S. and maybe I should speak. Or maybe no, it's Lashon Hara, there's no Heta, and I should remain silent. Right, and you're going to have a sovereign what to do, and you're going to do whatever you do. Zog the Chofetz Chaim. When you go to Shamayim, they're going to make a Beis Din. And they're going to sit down, and they're going to go through every single thought in your head. And every single time you had a sovereign, you can speak in Lashon Hara. And the Chakiva in Shamayim, the Chofetz Chaim is going to go as like. The Chakiva is like this. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, they're going to say, hold on a second. Let's say, that the Maisa, this was something they passed in Shamayim. You were meant to say. You were meant to say it. You were meant to tell the person. You were meant to relate it to him. It was something he needed to know, whether it comes to a shidduch or a business partner or a chabusa, whatever it was. He needed to know it. You should have told him. And you remain silent. You decided, I'm not going to say anything. So what are you going to do? You're going to tell Beis, listen, something go right, sir. I wasn't sure. I wanted to be machmir. And I don't think Shomayim and the Chofetz Chaim are going to say anything to you. Let's go in a case. In Shomayim they paskind, you should not have said those words. In Shomayim they say that was unnecessary, it was Lashon Hara, it should not have been said. And in this world you did say it. What are you going to do then? You're going to be stuck. You're going to be in checkmate. You're going to have some big excuses to get out of that one. So the Chofetz Chaim bin Meila, what's the formula? What is the secret to all of these problems? Simple. If you remain silent, if you have a sophic, when you should say something, is it to Ellis? Do I need to know it? Do I need to hear it? Does he need to hear it? B'chole. So the Chofetz Chaim in all those cases. The worst case scenario is keep quiet. Because when you get to Shemayim, they told you, hey, you should have said it. No. They're not going to punish you that badly for such a thing like that. As a matter of the Chofetz Chaim is telling us, well, sorry, probably not. Now, let's continue weiter. Again, back into the halachas now. There is a Chiv Gomor, as we pass through Amar Kamam and Kronis from Yeridera as well, for a person to give up all his money not to be over on an Issa, not to be over on a lav. Right? For example, Rav Zun Orbach once told me, I think I might have said it one before, Rav Zun Orbach once told me he was by his shver, Rav Yashiv Zatzal, and the Maisa, a fellow came into his shver, Rav Yashiv, with the following Shaila. What was the Shaila? He just had a baby a few days ago, baby boy, and his father-in-law told him, listen, I want to be the sandik for this baby's bris. I want to be the sandik, and if you let me be the sandik, I will buy this child a dira. Straight up, I'll give you a dira for him. That's an unbelievable amount of money. That's a murti kazaf. And he said, there's only one problem. The problem is the shver can only come on the 8th day, on the 9th day, the kitzah. Because a day later. So the question was, what do you do in such a situation? So he came to Rabbi to send the shayla to come to Rabbi. Is he allowed to postpone the bris? Yeah, day, 2 days, whatever the Matthias was, in order, it wasn't Shabbos Tam, in order to get a dira. It's a sach geld over here, there's a lot of money involved. Maybe we could be makel. National chas b'shalom about it's often a moment foolish in your day. How many the bachlal? Person's supposed to give all his money in the world. Same thing over here. Just like, imagine if a person offers you a job to become a steward on an aeroplane. Yeah, then you work on the aeroplane. The only problem is you have to work on Shabbos. Now, which person over here is any in the Havamina going to go into their mind to say, oh, Chas v'Shalom, we're not even going to Havamina such a job. Basel, give up all your money for such a thing. Zut Chofetz Chaim, it's the same thing with Lashon Hara. If you get a job, and the job involves Lashon Hara, for example, you're a critic of books, or a critic of newspapers, and all these sorts of things, and you have to write Lashon Hara. Good Lashon Hara, which we said in the beginning, Chofetz Chaim says, but writing Lashon Hara is nichal also in halachah of Lashon Hara. And the mailers of the Chofetz Chaim of Adam, who would have been in such a job? To be a critic, to say negative things about other people's work, other people's books, other people's articles, other people's shiurim, is chas v'sholem, and the mailer person will choose to give up all his money. If your boss comes over to you and wants to hear Lashon Hara from you, and he asks you a certain juicy information, that if you know, that if you don't tell him, you will be fired, you are mechoyev to be fired. It's a double portion. And we have to remember, we would do the same thing when it comes to Shabbos. Imagine your boss comes to you one day, he says to you, listen, I'm future, I'd like you to work on Shabbos as well. I mean, and which guy would say, all right, listen, I'm going to get fired otherwise, no pranasa, has to sholem. Nobody would do such a thing. Everybody would get out of the ASAP. So maybe it's the Chofetz Chaim, it's exactly the same with Lashon Hara. We have to take Lashon Hara exactly with the same severity as anything else. And maybe that's why a person has to be careful, again, if it's accepting jobs or any type of work that involves Lashon Hora is nichlal mamish in his halachas. Now, come again later. Let's go now to the other side of the coin. Let's talk about the halachas now of listening to Lashon Hora itself. Listening and accepting Lashon Hora. So as we know, the Chofetz Chaim tells us in Kavod, there's an issa min ha-toira for a person to listen to Lashon Hora. When you listen and accept Lashon Hora, you've been open an issa min ha-toira, you believe what you've heard, you're makabel Lashon Hora, you're open an issa min ha-toira, your sister Shemei Hashav, right? Shemos Chof Gimel, and the Mela, there's an issa min ha-toira mamish. That means you just listened. You didn't agree, you didn't give your word back, you pushed it, listened, and it went into that noodle over there, and it was accepted over there. The Chofetz Chaim is an Islam in a Torah of Mamish. Now, the Chazal tells us, Chazal tells us, Godel Oymish HaMakabal, Yoseh Maha Oymeh. Why? Because if a person accepts it and he's listening, he gives Kilu permission for the person to speak. Because if you weren't there listening, nobody would say it. So the Chazal tells us that the person is listening to the Lashon Hora. It's worse off than the one is actually saying the Lashon Hora. It's an unbelievable yisrael. Okay. So number one, couple of halachas on the gay over here. Even if, and this is also a tremendous mistake, people think that if you have Lashon Hora in front of a huge audience, let's say you're in a shir, you're in a lecture, you're in front of a big group, and someone says something derogatory about somebody else, you mummish of Lashon Hora, don't think for one moment, we're saying it's such a big group, it's not, you know, it's true, or it's not Lashon Hora, or it's that. No, it's still Lashon Hora, and Vada, it's also to hear it, it's also to accept it. Number one. Number two, another halachas. How about if you're in front of the guy they're talking about? You're in a ganze chabur, you're in a group, and people are saying what he did last night, or where he went, or what he said, and what he said, all the sorts of things, and he's standing right there, he doesn't deny it, he's still awesome gobble to accept the Lashon Hora. Even if he's standing, he's sitting right over there, he's listening with the whole oil, everyone's joking around, saying, oh, he, this guy went over there, or he read this thing, he said this thing, about whatever it is. It's Lashon Hora, he's sitting right there, he's still awesome to accept it. Now, how about like this? How about listening and not accepting it? So halacha is like this. How about if you decide, you know what, there's great information going on over here, a little juicy gossip over here. I'll listen, but I won't accept. I'll just listen to it, it'll go in one ear, out the other ear, it's not going to stay in there. I won't accept the bechelel. The sabbad is an issim min ha-toyra mamash. The listening alone of the Lashon Hora is an issim gomu min ha-toyra. So don't think for a moment, I'm going to listen, no, but
I'll
I won't accept.
Permission or
sorry?
I'll say you're giving permission to him?
No, I was listening to Lashon Hora. Finished. That alone is an issa. Now, there are certain exceptions, right? And we're going to explain this right now. There are certain exceptions you're actually allowed to listen to Lashon Hora, but not accept it. And that would be in a case of a te'eles. When there's a constructive purpose, when there's a te'eles in listening to the Lashon Hora, then you're allowed to only listen and not accept. That means you're allowed to listen it in order to be chayshish to something, but not to actually accept it as the truth. For example, we'll speak out the example soon, when it comes to shidduchim, when it comes to charusas, when it comes to a yeshiva, all sorts of things, and there could be a te'elis involved. You know, you want to get yourself a worker, for example. Like, you want to know if this worker is a good worker, he's trustworthy, he's cheap, there's all sorts of things. And you ask somebody else for opinion of this worker. And he starts telling all the juicy Lashon Hora, he steals, and he does this, and he swears, all sorts of terrible zachim. Now, hold on a second, it's Lashon Hora over here. The Maisa, you would be allowed to listen only if you're not going to accept, and in order to be Choshish in the future, because I need to have
that
the
data.
Sorry?
That is accepting.
No. I'm going to take the information, and I'm going to Choshish it for my own personal need. I don't hold it's true. Meaning, I don't accept it as the truth. For sure it's not true. But I'm allowed to be Choshish for it. I'm allowed to suspect that maybe it's true, and Mimela, if that's the case, I don't have to get this as a worker for me. It's a getting like a shidduch, it's a getting like a business partner, it's a getting a business trip, all sorts of things.
Saying that it's vada not true is not having
100%. When you listen to it, you have to say, I'm not accepting this truth. It's not MF. It's not true. I don't agree with it. However, I can have a kichoshish.
That is
the Esha. No, Chofetz Chaim said that's what. Omegan Baita.
Always, no, just in this.
In if there's a Te'ela symbol, 100%. Now, let's Omegan Baita. It's also, this is also another, people think that if something is common knowledge, public knowledge, you know, see, someone starts telling you something, hey, Lashon Hora, he says, no, everybody knows about this. This is public knowledge. This is common talk in the streets. It's still Issa D'Oraisa to listen to such a Lashon Hora.
Even if it's in newspapers and everything.
But we're going to get to more of those examples as we go on. Right, and we're going through the kolim now, listening. As for etzem, if something the maisa is known by the welt, it's a problem still of Lashon Hora. Again, it could be you could be choshish for it. It could be you could take the information as a chashash for in the future than actually to listen and accept that it's bound in osa. Now, the Chofetz Chaim brings the klal and he says, Poshut. Anything that's osa to say is osa to listen and to osa to be mekabel. So anything that's osa to say bad about somebody else is automatically osa the other way around to hear it from somebody else saying. Now, let's speak out another heterim. Let's speak out the heterim of Te'elef, the Maisa. There's a certain information that's negeah to me, mamish. It's negeah. It comes to a shidduch, for example, you want to hear shidduch information, they start saying all bad things. Or, for example, you know, it's negeah sometimes to me also, I get shidduch calls, and I have to be careful what I say. You know, we've known all of it, the Mashkiach, my Mashkiach, he used to say that he'll polish his apples, but he won't spray them red. That he won't do. You have to be careful what you say. If you get a shidduch call, then again, yeshiva sometimes, and you get roommates as a shidduch, and you have to be very, very careful. If you hold something that is very, very necessary to say, if, for example, has got a terrible medical problem that you know about and the other side do not know about, say nachanam, you're mechuyev to say it. Like I told you, I was involved once with a shidduch where there wasn't a medical problem, it was a different problem, and I had to get involved and I had to break up the entire shidduch that was close to engagement. It was a terrible situation. I had to break it up. I knew it, nobody else really knew it. I would have been over mamish and nisur deraisa, v'sav nadar me'echo. Sometimes you have to say the elis. If it's a te'elis involved, it's not lashon hara. However, you can also listen in order to do the same thing. The hainu. If you know that something is negated to you, you're allowed to listen for future shmira of yourself. Again, the Shmuel Chofetz Chaim says this again and again and again. You're not allowed to mekabel in the emes. Even if you get information, you're allowed to be choishes that maybe it's true, suspect. But to actually mekabel in mamash's emes, that's about going to be awesome. Now, let me get back to the maisa. Let me get back to now. Okay. The Eitzel normally is, by the way, when someone's about to tell you something, you say, hold on a minute. Is this a gain to me? Do I need to know this? And he says, yeah, because I'm telling you that someone such a person is a terrible person. I don't want you to, you know, get involved with him. I don't want you to go with him. I have to tell you such a place is dangerous. All these sorts of things. As a very bad person, sometimes you should always tell people, it's Negeah, that you should tell them, hold on a second, do I need to know this? It's Negeah by Shidduch also. If you're calling up about a Shidduch, or you're asking someone about a Chavrusa, or a Rebbe, or a Yeshiva, or a Seminary, or a work, whatever it may be, and you want to know is it good, you should always start and say, listen, I'm asking for Te'eles, I'm asking for a Shinnah, I'm asking for that reason. Right? And Mamela, in that case, you're being Mamayi Be'isah. Now, you're allowed to actually sometimes answer back Shinnah information, even if the person that you're telling will actually accept it as true. Now, that's Nissa. They're accepting it as true as Osagom. You're saying it looks like Yeles. You're allowed. Even though it could be that they'll accept it as true, it's not my Baya. Right? It's not a Shalom Ibn Iber. I'm allowed to tell them, even if it could be, they will accept it as the truth. Let me get right up. Now, it's very negay sometimes for a Rebbe, or sometimes for a Machanich, or for whatever it is that's involved in these sort of inyanim that sometimes need to know Lashon Hara as a Te'eles, a Mamet. They need to know who did certain things that were not good as a Te'eles to make him better. That would be a Heter. So, who are then? Parents sometimes have a Heter. They want to know if their parents are doing the right thing, their kids, I'm sorry, are doing the right thing, how they're going in Yeshiva, what are my sons doing, what's my daughter doing, b'chole. So, again, these are all Shailas of Te'eles that when they ask the Shaila, they should always give an introduction and say, listen, I'm not Lashon Hara, I'm asking this to Te'eles and Maisa Vitzimotza. So, however, for a Rebbe, sometimes to know what's going on, someone like a student did something bad in class, and the Rebbe just wants to know something to get him back, or to know who it is, without any Te'eles, that's about the Osagom. Right? I remember an Israeli boy once came up to me and asked me, he said, it's Rosh Yeshiva. It's Rosh Yeshiva, who's a guy, a very Chosh V'yid. Came up to him, was pressuring him into telling him who did the Purim joke this year. Right, so Bacha did a Purim joke over there, I don't know what it was, whatever, and there was no Te'elis involved whatsoever. Whatever, it was down the mountain, said there was no Te'elis, I told him it's also to tell him. You know not to tell him, I'll kick me out Yeshiva, too bad. He said, it's also gone, you can't be over. You can't be over, that's a good double push. Let me go later. Okay. It's also the case, sometimes for your kids. I know it's for myself, I sometimes have to tell my kids, you know, maybe don't play with that person. Now, I have to be careful. Because I don't want them to think that I'm speaking Lashon Hara. And it's mother to speak Lashon Hara. So I have to tell them, listen, this is not Lashon Hara over here. It's a Te'eles. I need to tell you, in order for your spiritual well-being, to not to be with this person, or not to go to a certain place, because you'll meet people that are not good. B'chole, b'chole. As a neighbor, again, all of these cases is always kedai to say things are Te'eles, and therefore you'll get out of all the problems. Come again, later. How about you have a girl walking around the shul, and he's collecting money, right? The guy sitting next to you says to you, not this man's filler, obviously. This guy's not really poor. Yeah, he doesn't need the money. Yeah, he's got loads, he's absolutely loaded. The amount of money he makes on these things, he makes more than a business guy. Right? And all these things are going to base legend. Nobody wants to give him money. It's awesome to not give him money. Because if you don't give him money, what are you doing? You're believing what he said. You want to be choishes for it? I don't mind. But to believe it is also gomel. And then maybe you should only, what you could do is you can try and devour the mitzvahs to see the maxim, and then you can believe it in that case. But without that above, it's going to be awesome. Who are they? People worried that someone's going to be imitating the wrong company. He's going to be friending the wrong person again. These are key pieces of Tehillah that you are allowed to tell people derogatory information about other people only with the Tehillah reason you should tell them. I'm telling you the Tehillah, and you should try not to say the derogatory information. Obviously, if you can get out of it, that's the best thing to do. Come again, Baita. A couple more halachas, and we'll continue tomorrow, Beis Hashem.
Amen.
Okay, the Maisa of examples very, very often narrated the same. When it comes to business in Yonim, when it comes to Shidduchim, you should always preface and say that I'm doing this for a good reason. Long again, writer. Fine. Now, very again, don't ever ask information, says the Chofetz Chaim, from people that hate the fellow. Right? Don't ever ask. You know, someone hates his roommate, or he hates, you know, this business person, whatever it is. You don't ask information, even the Tayelis, for someone that hates him. Because obviously he's going to exaggerate, he's just not going to lie, and he's doing it out of hatred, he's not doing it to Ellis and Avada and Avada, it's a problem. But again, the straight is, don't renege information if you hold it as a problem. And people have to know information, again, you don't be over on the Haftarayecha, the Moichon, the Sam and the Damayecha, and the Melam again later. Fine, we'll finish with one last thing. Is there any Issa Bechlal to praise an object? To speak Lashon Hora about an object, or to speak Lashon Hora about a place? Right, we'll speak Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, we're going to stop now. Right. We'll speak Be'ez Hashem derogatory information about a mokoy, about an object, about a piece of something. Is that called Lashon Hara, or does it only apply to actual human beings? Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, we'll go through that halacha.